A report by the Pew Center on the states says 12 years ago, more than half the states had fully funded pension systems. In 2010, only Wisconsin kept that status. Robert Marchant is Deputy Secretary of Employee Trust Funds. He says some states with pension trouble are considering features of Wisconsin's system.
We don't have guaranteed cost of living increases. In fact, we've got, in a way, we have the opposite, which is the retirees share in investment performance when it's going well, and they also then share the pain when the investments are underperforming.
The Pew Center rated Wisconsin and 10 other states as solid performers in managing pension obligations. But Jason Richwine from the Heritage Foundation claims Wisconsin's system is not truly fully funded. As a guest on the Joy Cardine Show, Richwine says anticipated returns on diversified investments can fall short.
And therefore, taxpayers will be on the hook. I think what has to happen is that government actuaries have to follow the advice of virtually every financial economist and using proper risk-free discounting.
Richwine suggests that states need to make contribution calculations based on safe, low-risk investments like government bonds. But Marchant says doing that might bring down the Wisconsin retirement system to only 50% fully funded.
And the actuaries believe that if we used a risk-free rate of return, it would lead to more volatility in liabilities and contribution rates.
Governor Walker's budget requires a study of 401k-defined contribution plans for public workers. That study is due at the end of the month. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.